This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a video from his hospital room on Saturday that he felt much better, and he hoped to be back soon after a day of contradictory messages from the White House about his condition following his COVID-19 diagnosis. In a four-minute video posted on Twitter, Trump, looking somewhat tired and wearing a jacket and open-necked shirt, said he wasn't feeling so well when he first arrived at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He added that the next few days would be crucial in his fight against the coronavirus.
I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back.
The address came hours after differing assessments of his health from administration officials left it unclear how ill the president had become since he tested positive for coronavirus. Trump's doctors said Saturday morning that he has been improving, but his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said the president's vital signs had been concerning beginning Friday. Meadows later altered his tone, saying that doctors are very pleased with Trump's vital signs. Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Three Republican senators, Mike Lee of Utah, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, have announced they've tested positive for COVID-19, and others are awaiting results. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin on October 12th, and Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham notes that senators can attend the hearings virtually. That's drawing protest from the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, who says if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions,